Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mark Cerise, we're back. That's right. All right, we got a good poll question today, so stay tuned on that and we'll do it. But we're trying to find out, Ike, we don't know exactly what we're doing, because here's the thing with the Super Bowl. Like, let me give you an example. If you want to, if you need to get flights, if you think the Eagles are going to go, if you get flights right now, they're reasonably priced. If you wait until after the NFC Championship game, be prepared to pay if there's even anything available at that time, right? My brother-in-law, and I got to look up the text. He sent me the screenshot. My brother-in-law, who lives in Vegas now, Peter, he already booked a flight that Friday before the Super Bowl. He booked it like 5 weeks ago.
Oh, really? Okay.
So he may be higher than 70% if the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl, right? But he booked it 5 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But you really need to start. So, like, the station right now, Spike is probably already looking, just because you have to. If you're going to be taking a lot of your staff up there, you can't wait until they win the NFC Championship game. There's not going to be any hotels left.
You might as well drive.
Which we may end up doing anyway. Ben's with you.
Road
I'm going
trip.
Separate.
No, we're going to put Ben in one of like the little U-Haul carriers on the back.
In his own separate car?
Yeah. When you and I, we'll just drag him out there.
Who was it? Was it Mitt Romney to put his dog up on the roof carrier in a crate? He had diarrhea all over the place, all over the car.
What?
Yeah, you admitted it during the presidential race, and people are like, you did what? You put your And this was in, like, the early 80s when you could do stuff like that, right? Like, I remember driving in my dad's pickup truck, in the back of his pickup truck,
when
I was probably 7, 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be locked up if he allowed me to do that
today. Oh, yeah. We used to do that as kids, right?
Yeah, I was in the back of his
back
pickup.
Back of the station wagon or the
You're climbing over the seats all the way into the back.
The pickup truck, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you wanted to ride at as a kid.
It was fun. You do that today, he'd be in shackles.
And you got your parents yelling out the little slot window. Don't be hanging over the rails. What?
You're in a traffic light looking over.
I'm standing up surfing. You know, while the car is moving, while the truck is moving.
So Kelly in Levittown.
Couldn't get away with that stuff today.
No, you'd be arrested.
Yeah.
Kelly in Levittown apparently says that they, I don't know if it's a he or a she, has accommodations for us if we need to go up there. Kelly, what's up?
What's up?
How you doing?
Good, man. I'm doing good.
Awesome.
I'm waiting for February to fly to Minneapolis.
So do you have a hotel room?
Hotel's paid for.
Where is it?
It's in Minneapolis at the La Quinta Inn.
Oh, La Quinta.
La Quinta.
Whatever.
All right.
It's not the La Quinta.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Does it have a vibrating bed, a cord-operated vibrating bed?
Only if Ike comes with me.
Oh, come on, man. Me.
All right. So, Kelly, listen, I will know, in case we can't find anywhere, we'll reach out to you, and I'll sleep on the floor. I don't care, man.
Oh, yeah. Listen, we're only going to be there for 2 days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're never going to be in the room.
Well, actually, Ben can stay with you, and Ike and I will get a real hotel room. All right?
We just need to have somewhere.
You got to get me a line on tickets, though.
Oh,
whoa,
that's going to be hard.
Yeah.
You don't got to give me a ticket.
It's called StubHub. You're going to pay a lot. Yeah, StubHub.
Yes, look at them now. It's already crazy.
Oh, actually, we did NFC Championship game. We didn't do Super Bowl tickets yet. That's actually not a bad idea.
It's about $3,200 right now.
$3,200. Well, Kelly, we'll keep you in mind, and it's good to talk to you.
$3,200.
What do they even go for?
Where are those seats at?
Probably get you in the house. I don't know. I mean, you're talking good seats. It's got to be more than that.
That's a new stadium.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, at this point, I don't know if it's better to buy now than, you know what? If the Eagles go, that's going to shoot the market up because we travel.
Ooh, yes.
So that's going to put the price up. If it's like the Steelers travel as well, their fans travel very well. I don't know.
I was mad I couldn't sell my tickets.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't sell them?
Family came.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you guys allowed to, or is that?
No, you're not.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't.
But everybody does it anyway, right?
Well, it's why did I even open this box?
Yeah, you said it.
Yeah,
not
why did I even open this box? I don't even think they can do it now because remember Mike Tice got caught.
Yeah, you can't
But well, I mean they've made it much harder. They used to physically give you the tickets. Like, we used to get the tickets prior to the
Super Bowl.
So now
you can't transfer.
No, you can't transfer.
You need ID or whatever.
Like, okay, say if I'm a player and I wanted four tickets to the Super Bowl. Or if my team is not in the Super Bowl, each player has the opportunity to purchase two tickets.
Right.
So whereas they used to send you the tickets, now you have to go to the Super Bowl site, pick up the tickets with a valid ID.
And you probably have a badge.
Yeah.
It's not just some paper ticket.
Yeah, so you got to physically go get the tickets now.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to do that.
Now, Mike Tyson screwed that up for everybody.
He was smart, though.
Yeah.
When that came down, I thought, man, there's a lot of mad people right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The whole league was mad.
Uh-huh.
Players-wise, I guess. And here's the thing. I didn't know coaches were selling their tickets. I knew players were.
Mike Tyson definitely doing it.
Yeah.
Was he an offensive line coach? Where was that?
He's been a couple players. Yeah, offensive line coach, tight end coach. I think he was in.
What team was that?
Minnesota. I think it was Minnesota. Because remember, he's the head coach, and he let his draft pick pass. Remember,
yeah, they took too much time.
Yeah, the clock ran out on him.
Yeah, he should be a gym teacher before he's the head coach of an NFL team. Let's go to John at Seltzer. John, what are the Eagles' chances of making the Super Bowl? Are you as liberal as me in saying 70%?
I'm saying about 90%. I'm saying there's a 90% chance, and here's why. I'm a little bit of a numbers guy, and Eagles have it down to a science at home. They're the only team in the league right now that's undefeated at home. And that's tremendous kudos to the team and the coaching staff.
I didn't even know
for
that.
Having such a strong home routine. And they got it down. So if they can lock up home field advantage through the playoffs, I think they're going. I'm putting 90% on it. And if you look, there's another interesting stat out there. If you look at the only team who's undefeated on the road, it's the Patriots. And so with the big game being out in Minneapolis this year, and if it's the Patriots-Eagles, ooh, it's going to be a tough one with the Patriots knowing how to take care of business on the road this year. So that's what I'm saying. I'm saying 90% Eagles go to the big game, and I'm hoping for a Pennsylvania Super Bowl because I think the Eagles can take down the Steelers a lot better than they can take care of business against the Patriots. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I know Mike's going to agree with I don't want to see Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. I don't need a rematch.
Want no parts of it. I'm good.
That changes everything.
You know, like a month ago, right, I had my chest stuck out. Like, yeah, I play the Patriots in the Super Bowl. We want revenge. No, I'm good. We want to win the Super Bowl, so I'll take anybody but the damn Patriots.
Exactly right. All right, our Twitter question of the day brought to you by Rosenbaum & Associates. If you're injured in an accident, remember Rosenbaum. Here you go, at Mark Cerise WIP. Would you rather have the Eagles win one Super Bowl, uno Super Bowl, or the Sixers win three NBA championships?
Damn, 3-1?
I think I already know what everybody's going to say on that one. At Mark's Reese WIP, we'll debate it, but get on Twitter right now and put your vote in. 888-729-9494, 888-729-9494. It's Mark's and Reese, and also coming up, the First Take guys had... They're always arguing, but this time they were arguing over top of each other. You couldn't hear what was going on. We'll play that. We'll also get back into this. I'm telling everybody right now, everybody that's worried about the Eagles going to the Super Bowl, I can't promise a Super Bowl win. Going to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be pretty easy.
What?
70%.
No.
I'm ready to book the flight right now. How about that?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.